Oh, hi, Joe. Joe, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of how the service works and to answer any questions you have. Also, to apply that reduced rate here, being that it is an established business. And happy Wednesday, by the way, Joe. How is your day going so far?
That's going good.
Good. So, Joe, I know you're aware of how this works. I know that you do have some online presence and even some placement, especially in Carlsbad, for a couple of the keywords related to your services. This would be to make sure that no matter what someone types in, electrical contractor, electrician near me, panel upgrade, whatever they type in, anywhere in your service area, Carlsbad, Oceanside, San Marcos, we want to make sure that your business pops up when someone is doing that type of search. Now, we create the content that Google wants to see and multiple destinations and directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Apple Maps. So you'll be in that pack result on both Google and Bing when someone is searching on a computer, a smartphone, tablet, vehicles even with internet access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri on a smartphone. You've already got that good-looking website and very informative about the services that you provide. It's just, like I said, that for a lot of your services and service area, you're not popping up as a top recommended option. So we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. You actually do qualify for reduced pricing, being that you're an established company. So, Joe, you'd be looking on a month-to-month basis of exactly $199.00. So it would bill once a month for that exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees, so it's not like a lead-based service. The calls do come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Well, how long it takes to be, you know, in surrounding area?
Yeah, so that's a good question. It is a month-to-month service, and, of course, we have to get your phone ringing and keep your phone ringing. So everything does happen quickly. 30 to 45 days for the best placement is to the farthest reaches, like San Marcos, you know, of course, Oceanside, Vista, a lot closer for you. But to get you found throughout your entire service area, we do say 30 to 45 days as a worst-case scenario. Now, if you were really looking to get things going quickly, for just an extra $50, we could add Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so you'd be looking at about 200 clicks in a month just to jumpstart the campaign. It takes us about 7 to 10 business days to get those up and running, and with that, we can expand your coverage to the farthest reaches of your territory, your service area, within, like I said, 7 to 10 days. So it does help you get more phone calls throughout your service area a lot faster than a local campaign would by itself, but it is a little bit extra. That extra $50, you'd be looking at $249. You know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really do want to go for the job, how much more work you can take on, and, of course, what the budget would allow. Which of those two campaigns, Joe, do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Well, I'm just kind of trying to figure out how do you how the Facebook works. I mean, how do the people find you on Facebook?
Right. So obviously on Google and Bing, people are going into their smartphone or their computer. They're typing in exactly what they're looking for. That way they get a search result. Now, on Facebook, I don't think anyone's really going on Facebook looking for anything in particular. I think they're just looking for something to look at and pass the time. But you'll have ads, and we can target specific not only cities and zip codes, but even specific subdivisions for both residential, high-end residential clients and commercial clients. When they're on their Facebook, your ad or ads will be part of their live stream. and your website's attached to it. So someone who may be needing your services but not necessarily looking for it in that exact moment, they'll see your ad. So that's kind of like a billboard, right? Someone driving down the road may or may not need your services. They may or may not be thinking about trying to find somebody, but they see that billboard, and if it's something that they need, then they have a resource, right? So this is another option for you, giving people in your area the resources that they would need to find your website on their own, whether they're, you know, doing an active search or if it's just something that they need. So you get with that the best of both worlds. Of course, the exact moment that someone is searching for someone who does what you do, you'll be on Google and Bing in that first page as a top result. And then someone who also needs your services, they're not exactly thinking about it, but boom, there it is right in front of them, your website, and then they can see that you do what they're looking for, whether it's, you know, EV charging or, you know, panel upgrades, generator, anything like that. You do residential and commercials. You do a lot of different things, indoor and outdoor lighting, et cetera. So when someone sees, oh, this guy does what I'm looking for, this guy does what I need, you know, we've been looking to upgrade the lighting in the kitchen or whatever it is, then they can see your website, they can pick up the phone and call you. So, you know, it's getting you out there where people who need your services would find you, find your website and call you. You've got, like I said, that great website. Right now, you're almost doing your business like a disservice by not making it easier for people to find. It's like a digital business card, and unless they already know about your company, they're not likely to find that website on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds good. I mean, I would like to do something like that.
Now,
yeah. How do you do it? Do you need anything from me, like, or you create another page?
No. I mean, we have the website to promote, and from information that we can gather off of the website and a little bit of additional information, we create the additional content on all of the different directories. We would, though, want to talk to you a little bit more in depth. We call it a client interview. So it's a follow-up call from one of our trained technicians to, you know, get all the information, little things that are still important, like the hours of operation you want to be listed for and the forms of payment you accept, to bigger, more important things like a mission statement or a motto, a tagline, a slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And then there are other little bits of information that we need just to have on file for everything to be Google compliant, like when did the business start, how many employees you have, and obviously whether you're taking residential or commercial clients, which that we already know the answer to. But that call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. From that point on, it's really up to you how actively involved you want to be. As long as you're answering your phone when it rings, you'll be successful. You will, though, also have 24/7 access to your tracking and reporting system. We do call it your client dashboard, so we provide you with reports that are very detailed and yet still easy to understand about how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know what people are typing in, where they are when they're typing in those searches, which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, etc. So we do provide that information for you, and our clients that are actively involved in their campaign, when it's kind of a team effort, they do see the best results. But we know that some of our clients don't even use their tracking system at all. We know that they just ask someone who's never called, hey, how'd you find me? You've never called me before. And people say, oh, I found your website on the first page of Google. That's usually enough for some people to know that the service is working. But like I said, your tracking system is there for your benefit. So, like I said, you know the needs of your business better than I do. Are you looking more towards the $199 campaign or the $249 with the Facebook ads?
Well, I'm open to try and see what The only thing is I don't have time right now. Could we
talk
a little bit?
Yeah, no, like I said, the bulk of it takes place in a follow-up call. I really only need about 5 minutes of your time just to get a little bit of information here and then generate that follow-up call. You can always add the Facebook ads in later on if you wanted to start with the local only campaign. But like I said, I think the Facebook ads for an extra $50 would really truly benefit you quickly. Just real quick, it looks like when we get your phone ringing, the phone number that we are speaking on, that's the one on the website. So that's a good number for your customers to call. And then is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, that's the best number.
Perfect, Joe. Joe, I was looking also for an email address on your website. This would be more for us to use to contact you regarding your account, not really to promote for your business. What's a good email address either for the company itself or for you personally?
It's Amcro Electric, AMCRO Electric at yahoo.com.
Gotcha. So the name of the business at yahoo.com. That's perfect. And then your first name is Joe. Joe, Mary never did get your last name.
It's Simac, S-I-M-A-C.
You said F like Frank?
S-I-M-A-C.
F-I-M-A-C. Gotcha. Perfect.
S-I-M-A-C.
Perfect. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, I would set up that follow-up call.
Yeah, that's fine. I would maybe like a little – well, we'll see. I mean, I'll think about some questions, but I would like maybe a little more in detail how this would work. I mean,
yeah,
for instance, it's like for – you know, I'm just trying to figure out how quick you can, you know, like, put me in a different area on a top page. That's
right.
Fair.
So that was the one reason why I brought up the Facebook ads. We can run ads anywhere, whether it's 20 miles away or 50 miles away. And Facebook wants us to say 7 to 10 business days. My experience is that's usually the longest it would take. Usually 7 days or less, sometimes 3 or 4 business days. And we'll already be targeting specific areas throughout your service area. Now that would jumpstart your campaign. Without the Facebook ads, we do say 30 to 45 days, which is at least twice as fast as the national average for the industry. Industry standard is 3 months to 6 months, right? So 90 to 120 days. When we're talking about 30 to 45 days, we are among the very fastest because we're Google channel partners. So we've got a long-standing working relationship with Google. We were one of the very first companies that partnered up with Google over 8 years ago when Google started that partnership program. We've actually been around since 2004, so for almost 19 years, we've been a top option. So we do have the experience, and with Google's working relationship, we get our training and updates directly from Google. When they make changes to the path or map algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So we're always able to keep our clients on that first page. No one can get you on the first page in different places faster than a Google partner. But without the Facebook ads, it takes, like I said, 30 to 45 days for the best placement at the farthest reaches of your territory. So, I mean, that is a good reason to do the Facebook ads for the extra $50 too. I mean, it's well worth it for the additional coverage and even closer to home, right in your backyard, just for the additional ways that people can find you, and getting an extra phone call here or there and an extra job here or there. Obviously, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even. One job by itself would offset not just the $199, but even the $249, and would certainly more than justify the addition of the Facebook ads to get you better placement, faster placement, expand your coverage while that local campaign is really simplifying and taking effect for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to do anything to the web page or anything like that.
No, I like your website. Your website's actually Google compliant. As far as the website goes, Google wants to see two things. It does need to be mobile optimized, which means, of course, that it it renders well on a laptop, tablet, smartphone, and you're, you know, on a smaller screen, and your website definitely does that. And then your website also has to be a secure website, HTTPS. Yes, actually stands for secure. So your website meets what Google wants to see, but above and beyond that, it's also what a lot of consumers would want to see. You know, there's a lot of information about your company. There's a lot of information about your services. You've even got a tips and news page on there. So very informative website. Like I said, I don't typically come across websites that are this detailed, but your website actually looks great, and it's something we could promote right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the other question is, so what do you think? You're like, all of the 15 miles, you think you can place me, you can get me up there in all these areas?
Yeah, 15 miles. I mean, you're not looking for San Diego proper, right? Oceanside, Encinitas, Vista, San Marcos, the smaller towns in between and things like that. We could definitely do that with a local-only campaign, but like I said, it might take 30 to 45 days. 15 miles is perfect for that, sometimes 20, unless you're butting up against a big city like San Diego. If you wanted San Diego, I would tell you for sure you need some form of ad. But the Facebook ads would benefit you too either way and kind of jumpstart your campaign. But like I said, it's an extra $50. You can add those Facebook ads later on if you just wanted to get started with the local campaign. That would be fine too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So you want to get started with the $199 package, or do you want to kind of jump in with both feet and do the Facebook ads too?
With both. I think
$249. I think that's a good fit.
Also,
$249 is a good fit for you. And then how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's going to be MasterCard. So MasterCard. Is there any way you could send me information regarding, you know, the company?
I want to send you some information right now, and then we'll take a look at the client interview calendar. So I do have your email address, but before I send that email, because this is a lot faster, it's a link to our pricing page. Again, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The text, or it's an SMS through the computer, but it works just like a text. The text message, or the SMS message I just sent out to you, is LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. And at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Let me take a look.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success. One thing I didn't yet mention is that you can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. There's a separate tab for reviews, and wherever the reviews originally populate online, whether it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, wherever it is originally populating, it will repopulate on your tracking system. So you can see exactly what people are saying. You can respond to reviews or request reviews right from your tracking system. If you wanted us to respond to your reviews in a professional manner, we could do that for you as well, no additional cost. We've been around since 2004. On December 17th, that'll be 19 years, our anniversary. We'll change that 18 to 19. So that's a long time for any company, certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the Internet. That is a long time. 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rating. Of course, it's month to month, so we have to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients that use the service love the service and keep the service. About halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box just below it that says Google Partner with that colorful red, yellow, green, and blue Google G. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. That's our actual badge of authenticity, and it's provided to us by Google. Joe, you can click right on that box. It goes directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Like I say, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Now, as far as packages go, the $249 is actually the Platinum package, so you can see $249 is lower than any of the costs that we have for any of the packages. It would be a significantly reduced rate for the package that also includes the Facebook ads. You're looking at not $5.99 a month with the $2.99 setup fee. you've got a website that we can promote. So there's not going to be a setup fee at all. It's just going to be $249 as the out-the-door cost. It is a fixed rate, though, and an exact amount. So it'll never go up, not even by a penny, and it is all-inclusive. No taxes or fees or anything like that. It's just $249 a month. So a lot easier to budget for than like a lead-based service that does vary depending on how many leads you get. With this, no matter how many calls or jobs, it's just that exact amount, that $249.
Okay.
Okay. So
sounds good.
As far as the client interview goes, we can schedule that for a little bit later on today. There's a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and a 3 o'clock. What time did you want that follow-up call?
Problem is 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Okay. We're going to schedule that follow-up call from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. If I am available when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well in the beginning just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. And then that $249, was that going to be on a MasterCard or a Visa?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. And is it Joe or Joseph on that card, or is the business name there as well?
It's Joseph, J-O-S-I-P.
Oh, Joseph, J-O-S-I-P. No middle initial, though?
No.
And then the last name is F-I-M-A-C?
S like a Sam, S-I-M-A-C.
Yeah, S like Sam, not F like Frank. And
yeah,
then, and like T's and P's and M's and N's, it's always good to clarify. But I've got S like Sam, I-A-C like Charles or Kat.
No, it's a S-I-M, M like Mary, A-C.
See, exactly. I was saying M, but you thought I said N. M like Mary. Yeah, S like Sam,
yeah.
I like Igloo, M like Mary, A like Apple, C like Cat.
Correct.
All right. I appreciate your patience. There's just a little bit of background noise. I'm not sure if you hear it, too. And then
I know it's in a restaurant, that's why.
Oh, that explains it. And then you said that was a Visa card?
Master.
Oh, Master. Okay. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 5576.
Yes,
1900.
Okay.
0275.
Yes, sir.
8748.
So I've got 5576-19-00-0275-8748.
Correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
4-7-24-07
or July of 2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
It's 646.
646.
Now the, yes.
Okay.
The address, I don't know if you need the address.
I do. That was going to be my next question. The billing address of that card, is it in Carlsbad, Encinitas?
No, it's in Oceanside.
Oh, it's in Oceanside.
Yeah.
And the zip code?
It's 920.
Mm-hmm.
920-58.
And just for the record, what is the physical street address?
It is 3937 Alipas Court. A-L-I-P.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's A-L-I-P-A-Z Court.
And you said that was 3937, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, but that's not like, is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay. Is that an address associated with the business, or there's not a business address really at all?
There is on my Google, which is Encinitas.
That's what I was wondering, because I saw the Encinitas address.
Yeah. So that's my Google, you know, like a physical address.
Okay. So that's the, but do customers ever come to you at that address?
No. It's just that when I started, you know, they wanted, you know, to verify, and that's what I use, you know, verification.
Got it. Perfect. Yeah. But that's the 1294 Orchard Glen Circle, right?
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Perfect. Real quick, and I know you're in a hurry, but I'm going to get you off the phone in about 5 minutes and then send you the calendar invite for that follow-up call in the 3 o'clock hour. But because we are Google Premier partners, we are required to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. I do have that voice verification, and I'll get through it as quickly as I can, Joseph, without trying to be rude. Obviously, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Joseph, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Electric,
right?
Electric, yes. Yes.
Perfect. The C is capitalized but attached to the AM, right? It's kind of one word with
right.
A capital A, capital
uh-huh.
C. Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Joseph Cimek, and I'm the owner.
Okay, and Mr. Cimek, as the owner of Amcro Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, that card in your name,
I'm sure
you are an authorized user on that account as well.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Of course. Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It's our job to make sure that the people in your service area are able to contact you. So we do ask that you are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Joseph, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement. Simply put, we'll always make sure that all of your business information is accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We just want to know if there's anybody else creating content for your business so we can make sure that the information matches everything that's already online. That's fair enough, right?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with it being a month-to-month service and that flat rate of $249, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, I'm actually waiving your setup fee, will be charged today, the 1st of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, my company will also be including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included in that $249 at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up. Now, of course, Mr. BMAC, this is a month-to-month service, meaning you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service, seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Joseph, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as our hours of operation on there. If you want to write it down now or type it into your phone, I can certainly give it to you now, but you will receive it by email.
I don't have anything to write on the
I was going to say, I know you're kind of in a restaurant right now. You can get that by email in about a minute here. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that follow-up call at 3 o'clock. Real quick before I let you go, I just wanted to set up a little bit of extra security on your account. Just a question and answer. Anybody who calls us and tells us that they're with Amco Electric, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we will ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you they're with Google or Local Slash, they'll know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question is the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City where I was born.
And what is the answer, sir?
It's spelled S-L-U-N-J.
Is that in Croatia?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. I thought so.
Wow, that's a good gift.
Well, thank you. I was quite the student when I was in high school. I still remember most of it. Luckily, I haven't forgotten everything I once learned. So
well,
you're all
not,
set-
too, not too many. Not too many people will get that.
Oh, well, I appreciate the compliment. And I did want to compliment and thank you also for your kindness and for your patience in taking this call. I'm really excited to get this going for you. A couple of emails will be sent out to you, not just that welcome email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. In fact, I don't know if you can access that right now by your phone, but it does want you to verify that you've received it. There's a couple of boxes to click on that you agree to receive SMS, which is text messages, and also that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then they're going to want you to type in or copy and paste your first and last name, click the confirm signature box. That's going to do a few things. It lets us know, of course, that you know it's month to month, that we waive the setup fee. It also does allow us to clean up any information that's out there to do the initial NAPW audit. So it's an important piece of the process. You'll know that you're successful when it takes you to the next page and asks you for a username and a password, but you do not need to go that next step. In fact, at this point, you won't be able to go that next step because it's just basically our tracking system asking you to log into your account. You will be assigned a username and password once your tracking system is active. It looks like your username is already assigned. It's the phone number we're speaking on. Just the numbers, though. So no dashes or spaces. Just, but the area code's included. The 760 is included. Once we do your client interview, you'll get by email and text your username and password. You can change the password if you like. But when you get a chance, do take a look at that that email. It is going to ask you to sign it. Just electronically type in your name and hit confirm signature. And then we've got your follow-up call for today at 3 o'clock.
Sounds good.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Joseph. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I do hope I am between phone calls so I can speak with you again before the end of the day. But either way, our technician will be calling you with or without me in that 3 o'clock hour.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Thank you, sir. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Oh, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.